And we'll move on looking at housing on an EU scale. 26 is the average age for a young EU citizen to leave their family home. In Ireland, it is slightly higher at 28, and it's higher again in Spain and Italy. House prices is an issue, rising by 48% across the bloc between 2015 and 2023. And while the EU has traditionally taken a hands-off approach, that is about to change. The European Commission will publish its work programme for 2025 this morning, essentially outlining its priorities for the year. A draft version, seen by RTE News, says that more needs to be done to increase affordable housing. Also, the first ever EU Commissioner on Housing will meet members of the new European Parliament's Housing Committee, another first, which includes a number of Irish MEPs. Mary Regan of our political staff spoke to some of them in Strasbourg, from where she sent this report.
It's been one of the hottest political issues across most European countries, but so far, one that the EU as a whole is not talking about. Housing and the lack of affordable places to live is exercising voters from Dublin to Lisbon to Amsterdam and emerged as a key issue in last summer's European elections. Now, although the EU has no competence in the area of housing, it recognises the need to get more involved, especially if it's to stay relevant to those most acutely affected, younger citizens.
I mean, there's a lot of nervousness in the European Union about a lot of world events, obviously, but coming back to the bread and butter issues of housing is really important right across the European Union.
The Labour Party MEP Eoin O'Riordan is a member of the European Parliament's new Housing Committee, the first of its kind, which, along with the new Housing Commissioner, will start looking at possible solutions. While the EU does not have powers specifically over housing, he believes there are other areas such as consumer rights where the EU can play a role.
Consumer rights is a European competency. What we're trying to do now is to have more rights for tenants, because the less rights that tenants have or renters have in any European member state, the more homelessness there is. And we can see in Ireland that we have a homelessness crisis. We've got 15,000 people in emergency accommodation, almost 5,000 of which are children. So I think what we want to do is to focus in on the issue of family homelessness, children within those families, and try and ensure that we can get an EU-wide no-fault eviction ban.
The European Commission's work programme for 2025, outlining priorities for the year, will be published today and is expected to include proposals for an affordable housing scheme. The EU's first ever Commissioner on Housing, Danish Social Democrat Dan Jorgensen, will meet senior members of the Parliament's Housing Committee today, including Fine Gael's Regina Doherty.
So one tangible example is that funding. So for argument's sake, years ago in Ireland, you would have seen small and medium-sized builders having two, three or four sites on the go at any one time, 30 houses here, there and everywhere. Because of the funding rules, that no longer happens. They literally are building five houses at a time, and that's really, really stifling. So we need to look at those rules with regard to the central bank and with regard to, you know, cash crisis and finance crisis that we've had over the years, and adapt them so that we can scale up. We also need to look at the larger builders. In Ireland, we've got Glenbey, we've got Cairn. How do we help them double the scale? Is it using new technology? Is it making sure that new types of manufacturing of houses become part of the mainstream? We need to look at what we can do to unburden the regulatory system with regard to planning. It shouldn't take 2, 3, 4 years to get planning permission for a 40-house housing estate.
Sinn Féin MEP for Ireland South, Kathleen Funchen, says one action the EU could take is to relax state spending rules, which were introduced in the aftermath of the financial crash. The EU Commission has spoken about relaxing these rules for defence spending. She believes housing is a greater priority.
Ursula von der Leyen has given that commitment, or has stated, in relation to military spend or defence spending. I think, you know, she's going to have to answer why is it one rule for increasing defence spending and another rule when it comes to really, really important aspects such as people having a roof over their head.
Is that not slightly dangerous, though, given those fiscal rules were put there to prevent a repeat of what happened with the financial crash not so long ago?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything should be reckless in any way, shape or form, but I don't think it has to be. I think we need to look at, you know, the situation that we see all of our, you know, so many people in relation to housing, and look at aspects that where can we, you know, change this. It doesn't need to be in any way reckless, but I do think that we need to explore all avenues, because the way the situation is going is just totally unmanageable for people.
Whatever about the solutions, all sides agree that the problem is urgent and runs far deeper than ensuring people have a secure and affordable place to live.
you know, a lot of people, and one of the big things that came up during the European campaign was in general people felt disconnected from the European Parliament and didn't really see the relevance in their day-to-day lives. So I think that this is really important in general, that, you know, it kind of gets to grips with the issues that are really, really important.
If Europe doesn't seem to respond to the issues that citizens have, then Europe is remote and not important to the daily lives of citizens, and therefore it won't survive.
And that was Labour MEP Eoin Reardon ending that report by Mary Regan.